I am the podcast guru. I want to help you make money off of just talking. Having a successful podcast is easier than you think. Listen to me, and I'm going to get you straight. I am the podcast guru. Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru for another podcast guru podcast. And one of the things I want to talk about is the downside of podcasting, the dark side of it. And people, I know you're like, what's the dark side, Cas? You say podcasting is great. Now, don't get me wrong. Podcast is phenomenal and it's great. And at the end of the day, I tell anybody to get into this business. But there is a dark side of podcasting that a lot of people don't want to tell you about. It's the overdoing it, okay? Now, podcast in its essence is very simple. You know, you talk about a topic, you put it out. And that is the basics. But we tend to put a lot more into it than we need to, which causes a lot of situations. For example, you know, we worry more about audio. We worry more about sound. We more worry about advertising. We worry about all these things that really make the podcasting really dark. And when I mean dark is that you overthink so many steps because all the information coming out to you that you really don't. You forget the essence of what the podcast is about. You know, one of the challenges I had was when I was doing my research in podcasts and I was seeing all these videos and all these people that make it look like they're very successful. And I used to say to myself, why am I not successful? This is before I started the Culture Play. This is before the Culture Radio started going anywhere. I used to think to myself, how come they're popular? Their podcast is doing good. Mine isn't. I looked at a lot of the money making podcasts and stuff and used to always think, why I can't be like them, you know? And then I said, all right, maybe I need YouTube Live, and maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to buy this equipment and this audio. Maybe I need to do this editing. All these things that really took away from the essence of what the podcast really is. And that's the dark side of it. I think too much of anything is bad. You know, people don't understand that, like, water is something we need to live, but you could actually kill yourself, which is called water poisoning, by drinking too much water. And people don't know that. And when I found that out years ago, I was like, you could actually die of too much water? Like, yeah, you really can die of too much water. Because at the end of the day, everything's supposed to be done in moderation. Everything's supposed to be done as simple as possible. As people, we put a lot of stuff into it more than what it really is. So at the end of the day, I'm just letting you know that there is a dark side of podcasting. There are people that really prey on it. And let me go through it. One, there are people that prey on people that know nothing about podcasts. Because podcasts is really new, you may say, well, podcasts is a lot of them. Podcasts is huge. But at the end of the day, there's only about 2 million episodes of podcasts that are up worldwide, you know, which is not a lot when you think about it. Maybe there are more now. I don't know. But I'm just saying, even if there was 10 million, it's still a very low percentage compared to the people. There's 8 billion, 7, 9 billion people in the world. So 10 million, if that, I know that's really exaggerated, but even if that's still a very low percentage of people that are doing podcasts, especially compared to music that gets put out, video content, all that stuff. So it's at its infancy. And unfortunately, when things are at its infancy, there are people out there to take advantage of people. I know people that have spent thousands of dollars on e-courses and consulting and got nothing from it. I know people that have spent thousands of dollars or just thousands of hours looking at people's videos and trying to do their way. I know people that have spent thousands of dollars on equipment and things they thought they needed for their podcast. I know people that have spent hundreds of dollars a month on hosting and distribution their podcast. And at the end of the day, it does get to a point where if you don't really do the research on your own, you could really fall for all of this stuff. And the thing about podcasts is there's no regulation for it yet. So there isn't a guide to anything when it comes to podcasting, you know? And that's the problem when it comes to it. And people that don't know have been scammed. I sat down with somebody about 2 years ago, when I first started the Culture Play, and they came to my office and said, hey, Cass, I really want to work with you and your radio station. And I was like, great. And they was like, okay, well, you know, I've produced my podcast. I've spent thousands of dollars on my podcast. All my episodes are ready to go. I was like, okay. Then I've done 10 episodes. I'm like, but what do you spend money on? They're like, well, you know, I went to a studio and I spent, and of course I paid, you know, money to record. Oh, I was like, okay. You went to an actual studio to record it? Yeah, we went to a podcast studio, recorded. They charged us $150 an hour. I'm like, wow, okay, all right. So she's like, yeah, and then they edited it all for us, and you know, that was another about $700. Like, what? Then, yeah, and then they did a hosting with us where they host all our podcasts, so now they give us the RSS feed. I'm like, I was like, you know, everything you did was a waste of money. Like, what are you talking about? We have the most professional sounding podcast with an intro. It is beautiful. I'm like, okay, well, how are you going to put it out? They're like, well, that's what we come. You could put it on your radio station. I'm like, okay, we can put it on a radio station, but how else are you going to put it out? They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, what was the advertising plan for it? Oh. Well, we figured if we get a great product, then we put it out. People will gravitate. So I was like, everything you did has no impact on the people that's going to listen to it. I was like, so because you didn't know podcasting, these people took advantage of you. You know, they made you record and pay for it. They made you edit it. They made you hosted. They did everything. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't think they scammed them personally, you know, as far as, you know, if they do have a recording studio, people want to come record, yeah, sure, if you want to do all these things, we can. So I don't really necessarily look at that company as they scammed them, because the point of people making money is like an oil change. You know you could do it yourself, but you'd rather pay the $80 for Valvoline to do it because you just don't want to take the time. But if you did your oil change yourself, it would cost you like, what, $20, if that, to do an oil change. You know, changing the filter, leaking oil, putting the oil, you know? But they charge you $80 for labor and all this other stuff. So at the end of the day, even though I may not agree with the prices, but that if that's their price, that's their price. So they made maybe close to $3,000, over $2,000, off of them for 10 episodes of podcast. So, you know, I'm actually close to $3,000 because the hosted, I forgot how much, but it was like a little over $3,000 that they paid. And what did they get from it? Yeah, they got an immaculate sounding podcast. But at the end of the day, what did they really get for it? Was it anything they did that's going to result with them getting better audience and attention for their podcast? See, and that's how I evaluate it, because at the end of the day, it's like, okay, I'm paying this money because I know my investment in this part is going to make more people listen, or going to get clients, or going to open doors and opportunity. And at the end of the day, all that stuff doesn't matter. And that's what I mean, the dark side of podcasts is that we have a fixation as people to be perfect. So when we go to people and we see this nice studio, we automatically think that is going to equate to people listening. Now, for one, people listening to you don't see the nice studio you in. They don't see the nice microphones. They don't see none of that stuff. So at the end of the day, somebody can have a beautiful studio to record a podcast, but at the end of the day, nobody sees it, so it doesn't matter. And you're paying top-notch dollar. They paid $150 an hour, where they could have did a podcast at home. They did editing to it. You know, and I don't like editing too much on a podcast, because podcasts are supposed to be, and this is me, I rarely cut up my podcast. Rarely I cut up podcasts. I leave the ums. I leave it. I want it to be authentic. When it's so edited so perfectly, it doesn't sound like it's real interaction. That's just me. You know, but I know people that get it crispy, crispy edited. And I'm like, oh. You know, for what? Not unless you sneezed or you says something out of order, then I get like, let's cut that part out. But in general, what are you really editing? You know, and then the hosting, you know, now the podcasts are with their hosting, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just a whole lot of stuff they said that didn't make sense. And I, you know, and that's the dark side of podcasts, because people don't know, or the information isn't something that is circulating on the net that is coming up on your algorithm or coming up on your timeline. So really, people don't know. And that's the dark side of podcasting, that you could be taken advantage of, pay all this money, and everything you're paying for does not result in more viewers, more listeners, or money. And that's the big dark side of it, is that you could buy, like at home, I have a Shure mic, right? I bought that because I like the Shure mic. I think it's a great podcasting mic. Now, I have no sponsorship or anything from them, but it's a great podcasting mic. I love how it sounds. And that's just for me. That's just purely for me. So that's not me doing it for somebody else. That's not me, trying, you know, that's what I like. So that's for me. So I want to get that clear. That's for me because I like it. But at the end of the day, does my Shure mic guarantee me more money or more people listening? Not at all. Not at all. I don't know scientifically, but there's a certain sound range that people, we don't detect every single sound. And there's a certain range that no matter how it sounds, it's heard the same through everybody. I believe so. Maybe I'm wrong about the science. But I've never heard a podcast that, I've no podcast to do it on their phone, that do it through a USB mic on their laptop or their desktop, and it sounds pretty decent to me. Like, I don't think there's like, oh man, their podcast sounds like crap. Now if you have all this, you know, trickling all the time, every other letter, then yeah, I get it. You know, at the end of the day, yes, that's bad audio. But in general, audio science is not something that is in the Stone Age. I mean, come on. We've developed audio before we even invented the TV. So at the end of the day, there's no real issue with most recording devices. You're going to get a nice – and it's just a preference. Now, if you say, I prefer my voice to sound so crisp, I want this type of sound, that's your prerogative. But don't equate that to the how many listeners. No, I've never heard somebody that has heard an audio said, yo, I'm not listening to this podcast because their audio sounds like shit. I've never heard it in my life. Never. Like I said, if you're crackling the whole time and it's, no, you're talking like this, I can't hear you. Then I get it. So don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, if it's bad, it's bad. But in general, you can record on your phone and you're going to be fine. Because they like this. You have hour-long conversations on your phone. You don't say, unless they're breaking up because of the signal, but you don't say, yo, your audio sounds crap. AT&T's audio sucks. I mean, it's the same thing. It's not rocket science. You know? You're going to get a nice, clean sound out of any device right now. Like, but for me, like I said, the Shure, I like that mic. I like how it sounds with my voice. So I use that mic when I'm home. I like it. But at the end of the day, I've used a phone. I'm in my studio right now doing this because I have the luxury of a whole studio and production and all that. But at the end of the day, I don't need this to do audio. I guarantee podcasts that I do in the future that are not on this, you would think it's the same. Guarantee. So that's pretty much it. I just really wanted to talk about the dark side of it, because at the end of the day, people get into podcasts and get all this information, spend so much money on all of this stuff, the hosting and all, and it turns into a money pit when it doesn't have to. Now, if you're doing a video, live streaming, all that stuff, I would say, you know, put some care into that, because the visuals do count. At the end of the day, people like nice videos, but you know what I'm saying? So you do have to put some effort into making your videos look nice, because they will relay what you're trying to do better, nice video than horrible video. But at the end of the day, podcasting is really simple, and you don't need to put that much effort into doing a podcast. And that's the dark side. People will lead you down a money pit. Don't go down the money pit. Do the research. Find out what you could do on your own. And if you have the money, you want to do that, that's fine. But to be honest, you shouldn't be spending money like that to do a podcast. That's the dark side. Appreciate you listening. Check out my website at CasanovaWilliams.com, CasanovaWilliams.com, where you could do listen to this podcast. You could get a copy of my there's links on there to get a copy of my book, Podcast 101 by the Podcast Guru, which was a number one new release on Amazon 5 weeks in a row and a bestseller. And also my other podcast that I do as well, Black Men's Mental Health, and my Black Men's Mental Health Bible book and the journal, and my RSVP talk, and my podcast with my wife on relationship, Cassidy Bell. Talk to you later. Thank you for listening.